Hachette Audio presents A Place Called Home, written and read by David Ambrose.
Note to readers. What I have written here is true to what I believe happened. Names and identifying characteristics of individuals and place names have been changed to protect the privacy of others. In places, I have reconstructed the chronology to the best of my recollection, and to aid the narrative, I have combined the sequence of some events. Where dialogue appears, my intention was to recreate the essence of conversations rather than verbatim quotes. Others who are present might recall things differently, but this is a true story. To my mother, who taught me to understand and forgive, to conquer one impossible thing at a time. To my brother Alex and sister Jessica, my left and right, forward and backward. Their lives inspire me to reach further than I think I might. Illegitimi non caberundum. Part 1. Chapter 1. I'm hungry. I've waited as long as I can, and now I scoot past my siblings to tug on my mother's jacket. She swats me away. Walk straight, Mom commands, her voice deep and robotic, the voice of a stranger. If we stop walking, we will freeze to death. It's Christmas in Manhattan, and the Midtown department store windows glow, each one a framed fantasy. My neck swivels as I pass, entranced by the rich golds, reds, and greens. My eyes fix on a display with an electric train chugging in a circle around a tree. It weaves through snowy heaps of presents, some wrapped, some with pictures of toys on the outside. I'm only 5, and all I know about Christmas is the stories I've heard at the churches where we go for free meals. And that in December, music drifts from the doorways of every store, and their windows fill with magic. I want, more than anything, to get my hands on that train. A man crosses between me and my brother, bags brimming with gifts hanging from both arms, his pale face flushed with cold. He steps into the street and hails a taxi. I watch for a moment as he gets in, feeling a longing I don't understand. I want to be part of his life, to be his child.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?